You're listening to SBS News.
A new study published in The Lancet predicts that 183 out of 195, or 94% of countries, will see a falling fertility rate by the latter half of this century. Fertility rate refers to the average number of children per woman. 2.1 children is considered stable, or the replacement rate for a woman and her partner. More children will result in an increasing population, and fewer, a shrinking population, unless this number is bolstered by migration. The University of Washington modelling highlights 23 countries where population numbers will shrink by half, including Japan, Spain, South Korea, and Thailand. Globally, an ageing population is forecast, where the number of people over 65 outnumbers the population of those 20 years or younger, something the study's authors say will shift power dynamics. The study's author, Professor Stein Emil Volset, said a predicted decline in working-age adults will reduce economic growth rates and could result in major shifts in global economic power by the century's end. This is because an ageing population can be a burden on a country's welfare and health system, according to University of Sydney migration expert Anna Boucher.
So once you have a younger population, you have more people to support the that more elderly people in the community and also young children. And that's kind of what you want in your population mix. In the countries with higher population rates and younger populations, some of them are emerging economies. I think of places like Indonesia.
The lowest fertility rates in 2100 will be in Europe, with 1.2 children per woman in Italy and Spain and 1.17 in Poland. But the largest population declines will come from countries with high birth rates currently, in particular in Asia. China is predicted to drop from the current 1.4 billion to just 732 million in 2100. Thailand may go from 71 million to 25 million people, and South Korea could drop from 53 million to 27, which is similar to the current population of Australia. Australia's fertility rate is already in decline at 1.86, but our population trajectory is upwards because of migration. The country's population is forecast to reach 36 million by the end of the century, and the country will jump from the 12th largest economy to the 8th.
I think a lot of countries that once did not countenance migration will countenance migration because they will need workers to support aged care sector. So you're seeing this already. Countries like Japan that historically didn't want to have any migration now do have forms of migration in those sectors.
To boost birth rates, Associate Professor Anna Boucher suggests an investment in childcare is a necessity.
Research has shown that providing heavily subsidised childcare is a good incentive to women to have more children. When women feel they have the burden of household responsibilities and working, that then they effectively go on a form of fertility strike and have fewer children. So if we want to encourage women to have children, then that's really where a lot of policies around work and work-family balance and family-friendly workplaces become really important.
But population growth is not the only route to success.
Population use is not the only sort of ingredient that you need for economic success. You also need stable government. You also need robust industry partners. So I guess that's part of the question as well. It's not all about demographics when it comes to economic success for a country.
Alan Lee, SBS News.